Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Fortune of War by Patrick O'Brien. Author's note. When history and fiction intertwine, the reader may well like to know how far the recorded facts have suffered from the embrace. In this book I have two historical frigate actions, and when I describe them I keep strictly to the contemporary accounts, to the official letters on service, the courts martial on the officers who lost their ships, the newspapers and magazines of the time, to James, the best of contemporary naval historians, of course, and to the biographies and memoirs of those who took part. It seems to me that where the Royal Navy, and indeed the infant United States Navy, are concerned, there is very little point in trying to improve the record, since the plain, unadorned facts speak for themselves, with the emphasis of a broadside. And the only liberty I have taken is to place my heroes aboard. And even so, although they are not quite as peripheral as Fabrice on the field of Waterloo, they do not play a decisive part, nor bend the course of history in any way. For those who might like to follow the second action in greater detail, may I recommend the memoir of Admiral Sir P.B.V. Broke, Baronet, K.C.B., etc., London, 1866, by the Reverend Dr. Brighton, M.D. It is something of a hagiography, and sometimes it is neither candid nor generous to the enemy, but the author was in touch with many of the survivors on the British side, including the Mr. Wallace, who appears in these pages as a youth, and who lived on until he was 100 years old, Admiral of the Fleet, Sir Provo Wallace, still on the active list. And with a zeal perhaps more suited to the medical man than to the parson, he accounts for every single shot, round, bar, or grape that struck the embattled ships. And just as my imagination could not outdo the facts in the matter of these actions, so it was incapable of producing a Frenchman's English of such value as that of Antelme Briard Savarin, who took refuge in the United States at the time of the Revolution. He cooked squirrels in Madeira during his stay, and whose outburst will at once be recognized by readers of his Physiologie du Goût, although I put it into the mouth of one of my characters. Finally, I should like to thank the Public Record Office and the National Maritime Museum for their help and kindness in sending me copies of the original logbooks and the plans of the ships concerned. These are authenticity itself, and I hope that at least some of this quality may have carried over into the tale.